Have you ever felt the knot in your stomach when you're afraid to be yourself? Camilla Cream knows this feeling all too well. She's a young girl with a secret passion for lima beans, a food most kids her age despise. As the first day of school approaches, Camilla's anxiety about fitting in reaches a breaking point. Each morning, she stares longingly at those lima beans in the refrigerator before firmly shutting the door, reminding herself that liking such an unpopular food would make her a social outcast. Standing before her closet, Camilla agonizes over every outfit choice. "Too bright," she mutters, tossing aside a yellow dress. "Too boring," she sighs, rejecting a plain sweater. Each decision isn't really about the clothes. It's about her desperate need to blend in perfectly with her peers. Her bedroom walls are plastered with magazine cutouts showing the right way to look, and she's become a walking focus group, constantly collecting data on what might make her acceptable to others. What makes Camilla's situation so heartbreaking is that her fears aren't irrational. Children can be unforgiving to those who stand out. But in her desperate attempt to be like everyone else, she's created an unsustainable situation where her true self has nowhere to exist. After countless outfit changes, Camilla chooses a simple dress for the first day of school. Looking in the mirror, her carefully constructed world shatters. Her body is covered in vibrant rainbow stripes. This transformation reveals a powerful truth. What we suppress doesn't disappear, but finds alternative expression. The rainbow stripes symbolize the full spectrum of her personality she's been trying to reduce to a single acceptable shade. When her mother discovers this condition, she immediately calls Dr. Bumble, treating it as a medical problem rather than an emotional manifestation. After examination, Dr. Bumble concludes, "This is most unusual. You're not sick, but you're not well either." His medical knowledge offers no explanation, suggesting the solution lies deeper. The stripes appear alive, responding to Camilla's environment and persisting despite her efforts to hide them. When she applies makeup, it too turns striped, her body rebelling against attempts to conceal her true nature. Despite her mother's concerns, Camilla insists on attending school, unwilling to miss the first day, showing how deeply she values social belonging. As she arrives, the playground falls silent with all eyes on her. Classmates quickly dub her Camilla Crayon. The pivotal moment occurs during the Pledge of Allegiance, when Camilla's stripes transform into red, white, and blue with stars, matching the American flag perfectly. The classroom erupts. "Look, she's a flag!" This reveals her body responds to external stimuli rather than expressing her inner feelings. A cruel experiment follows. Children shout different patterns, "checkerboard" and "polka dots." Each command transforms Camilla as the children delight in controlling her appearance, turning her into a living canvas for their amusement. The overwhelmed teacher sends Camilla to the principal, who concludes, "You'll have to go home. You're just too distracting." He mentions parents fear her condition might be catching, using contagion fears to justify isolation, a common response to unfamiliar differences. As Camilla's condition worsens, Dr. Bumble returns with specialists. The scene becomes increasingly absurd, showing how traditional expertise often fails with unconventional problems. Each specialist views Camilla through their narrow lens, missing the emotional root of her condition. The dermatologist examines her skin, muttering about unprecedented pigmentation patterns. The neurologist tests her reflexes, declaring them unusually colorful but otherwise normal. The psychologist shows ink blots, surprised when Camilla's skin mimics their patterns. Throughout, she's treated more like a specimen than a frightened child. After extensive testing, the specialists only determine what she doesn't have, yet prescribe medication anyway, a rainbow of pills matching her stripes, a superficial solution to a deep problem. When the pills fail, even more impressive experts arrive, discussing her in clinical terms. the subject exhibits unprecedented chromatic fluctuations. As they speculate about causes, Camilla's body physically manifests their theories, growing more monstrous with each suggestion. When traditional medicine fails, Camilla's parents turn to Miss Wormwood, an environmental therapist who embodies ineffective wellness trends. After barely examining Camilla, she declares, "Your daughter's condition is clearly a response to her artificial environment." Miss Wormwood converts the bedroom into a natural sanctuary with bamboo blinds, salt lamps, and ocean wave recordings. She has Camilla lie on an organic cotton mat while waving smoking herbs and instructing her to visualize her true colors emerging. Initially, the stripes fade slightly. Then something terrifying occurs. Rather than returning to normal, Camilla begins to blend with her environment, literally. Her body loses its solid form, becoming translucent at the edges as her parents watch her melt into her surroundings. "She's becoming one with her environment," Miss Wormwood exclaims, before quickly packing her crystals and making a hasty exit as Camilla dissolves into the bedroom walls. This transformation represents Camilla's ultimate desire to blend in. She has literally become her environment, losing all individual identity. Just when all hope seems lost, with Camilla melted into her bedroom walls, an unexpected visitor arrives, a small, elderly woman carrying a simple paper bag. Unlike the specialists, she wears no lab coat and presents no credentials, simply saying, "I heard you had a little girl who was having a problem." Standing before the wall, the woman nods. "Ah, a bad case of stripes. I haven't seen one this bad since 1943. From her bag, she produces fresh lima beans. "I thought these might help," she offers toward Camilla's faintly visible face. Camilla responds defensively, "No, thank you. I hate lima beans." The woman simply replies, "That's too bad. My grandmother made these. They're delicious." As she turns to leave, Camilla calls out, "Wait, I really do like lima beans. I love them, but everyone else hates them." This confession, this simple act of honesty, is the turning point. As Camilla eats the beans, her body reemerges from the walls. With each bean, Camilla becomes more herself, not who others want her to be, but her authentic self. The morning after her recovery, Camilla approaches her closet differently, choosing clothes she likes rather than what might win approval. At breakfast, she confidently enjoys lima beans without hesitation. At school, the lima bean queen taunts continue, but Camilla acknowledges them and walks on, unbothered. When a popular girl loudly exclaims, "Ew, are those lima beans? Those are so gross," in the cafeteria, Camilla meets her gaze and responds simply, "I like them." No apology, no justification, just honesty. Over time, an interesting shift occurs. While some still tease her, others show curiosity. "What do they taste like?" asks one boy. "Can I have one?" asks another. Most importantly, Camilla's skin remains normal because her internal conflict has been resolved. What are your own lima beans? Authentic aspects you might hide for fear of judgment? Remember Camilla's journey. Being different might invite criticism, but denying who you truly are exacts a far greater cost.